This is The Takeaway. I'm WNYC reporter Matt Katz, in this week from Melissa Harris-Perry. Good to be with you. Christmas is just days away, and I was hoping, naively expecting, a joyful and relaxing holiday season. Of course, it's shaping up to be the complete opposite of that.
It's here now, and it's spreading, and it's going to increase. For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm.
At least 39 states and over 75 countries have reported confirmed cases of the Omicron variant. Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States.
It is less important at this point to focus on the absolute number of cases because Omicron is moving so quickly. Again, based on the international experience with Omicron, it is likely to grow rapidly and more rapidly than we have seen with Delta in the past.
Over the past 2 weeks, positive COVID cases have risen around 30% nationwide. COVID hospitalizations and deaths are up around 20%, and infections among vaccinated people are becoming more common due to the Omicron variant. While much of this news is disconcerting, it's important to keep some facts in perspective. The vaccines still appear to be effective at doing what is most critical, preventing severe illness and death. That's why health officials are urging people in the U.S. to get booster shots to add an additional level of protection. And we still have the tools at our disposal that have been essential throughout the pandemic, masks and physical distancing. Of course, that does not mean this winter is going to be easy, and it doesn't mean our government officials are responding all that well. So let's break down what you need to know to make sense of this current phase in the pandemic. Here to help me do that is Sikhan Akpan, health and science editor for WNYC Gothamist and my colleague in the WNYC newsroom. Great to have you here, Sikhan.
Hey, how's it going?
Going okay. A little nervous, obviously, like all of us, I think. How about you? How troubled are you by the relative sudden surge in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths over the last several days throughout the country?
I'm less worried than people might expect. You know, I've closely followed every twist and turn of this pandemic since the virus emerged, and I would say that I'm probably about like a 7 out of 10 on the panic scale right now.
Okay.
You know, that's even though, you know, New York reported another 22,000 cases on Sunday, which meant that we broke our single day records for a third day in a row. But, you know, these milestones don't necessarily mean that the state and like the pandemic at large in the nation has really reached its worst point yet. What experts are telling us is that COVID seems to be transitioning into its endemic phase, you know, where the coronavirus would continue to still thrive in perpetuity, but vaccinated people would be mostly spared the worst outcomes. We'll be on this roller coaster ride of infection waves every few months or, you know, every winter. And it could be really brutal for unvaccinated people, but for vaccinated people, you know, you might catch COVID, you might develop like a mild to moderate or, you know, a really bad cold, but right. You would largely be spared the worst outcomes.
So you said brutal for unvaccinated people. Does that mean that most of the hospitalizations and deaths resulting from COVID right now are happening among unvaccinated people?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and by really, really wide margins, you know, so like 8 to 10 times the number of cases, hospitalizations that we're seeing right now are in unvaccinated people versus vaccinated people. And a lot of that has to do with Delta spreading as much as it has to do with the Omicron variant spreading, right? So both spread really fast. Everyone is mixing so much, especially for the holidays, but we're all indoors right now. So, you know, unvaccinated people are really standing to face some very serious consequences over the next few weeks.
What about the booster shots? Are they likely to help against the Omicron variant? And then how are health officials going to even convince people to get these boosters if that's the case?
Yeah, they are. So, I mean, I do want to talk about the Delta variant too, because it is the majority of cases right now. So most infections we're seeing right now are Delta, and we know that the boosters can fully stop those infections. So, and with Omicron, early evidence is very promising, you know, that 2 doses of vaccine will protect against severe disease and hospitalization too. But Omicron can invade our immunity namely our antibodies, better than Delta. So we are going to see infections. We are going to see breakthrough infections. So just to give people some numbers, you know, two doses of vaccine used to lower the chances of catching the virus by 80 to 90%. Against Omicron, it's looking like 30%.
Okay.
The same also appears to apply to people who are relying on previous infections, you know, so-called natural immunity. So an Imperial College London analysis of British healthcare workers showed that prior infection used to lower the odds of reinfection by 85%. Now that's down to 19%. Mm. But on the bright side, we are seeing evidence that boosters can restore this protection against, you know, getting the virus against infection. So Moderna just put out some results today showing that the boosters can restore protection against infection. Pfizer has put out something similar. I think there's still an open question about Johnson & Johnson in that single shot, you know, that allows you to be fully vaccinated. Those people, I think, will need to get boosters as soon as they can, because it's really looking like from some independent analyses that that vaccine cannot protect against infection. So everyone needs to go get boosters, essentially.
Are vaccinated people just as contagious as the unvaccinated when it comes to spreading either Delta or Omicron? Like, if I'm at a fully vaccinated party, if everybody there is been vaccinated and boosted, is it still possible that I can pick it up there and spread it elsewhere, even if I don't necessarily feel sick?
Everyone can be contagious, but it really depends on for how long. So with vaccinated people, that window of infectiousness tends to be shorter.
Okay.
So right now, what we're seeing with Omicron is, you know, we're seeing a lot of breakthrough infections. I think what we'll ultimately find is that those vaccinated people, those breakthrough infections are contagious maybe for like 1 to 2 days, you know, very early on. But given that everything is open and that a lot of our policies right now say, hey, if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask indoors, I think that's why we're seeing like a lot of transmission between vaccinated people, because they are contagious for a short window and they are all mixing in these indoor spaces.
How concerned should someone be if they're vaccinated, get their booster shot, then test positive?
I think you should be less concerned. And I think that is going to be tough for people to hear, because we have for so long set infection as like the metric for concern. But truly, when COVID sort of transitions into being an endemic, what we're saying is that you can get infected if you're vaccinated. Maybe you'll experience like some sniffles, maybe you'll experience a bad cough, but you will be fine. So I expect that we're going to hear some recommendations, and I think we're already starting to hear some recommendations that if you're vaccinated, if you're fully vaccinated, you're fully boosted, and you catch the coronavirus, maybe you don't need to rush out to go get a PCR test. That's where we're heading in the next couple of weeks.
It is hard not to be frustrated with government and health officials, and I'm wondering if we could have been better prepared for this moment. Did we jump back into, you know, indoor socializing and acting normal too quickly?
Yeah, I think we definitely relaxed too much. What we've learned with wearing masks, with social distancing, is that, you know, they not only reduce the risk of COVID-19, but also of flu and other respiratory diseases that spread during the winter. Like the flu, for instance, can cause like 50,000 deaths per year. I think in some ways, like it would have just made sense to say like, hey, we know that another COVID surge is coming. We know that flu season gets really bad in the winter. Maybe we'll start masking again indoors. Maybe we'll start social distancing indoors. And then I think on the testing front, it's tough because, you know, the pandemic was improving, right? Levels had sort of dropped off, even though we were expecting a resurgence. I think that testing capacity probably would have been enough to catch a resurgence in Delta. But when you layer on Omicron on top of that, just given how quickly it spreads, that's why we're seeing these struggles with like turnaround time with testing, with these super long lines, with not having enough resources. I mean, we're hearing that labs like just don't even have enough of the reagents or the chemicals that they need to do these tests. Hmm. And that's always going to happen when you have a huge amount of demand for like any supply chain.
But there, I read there are fewer testing sites in New York City right now than there had been. And, you know, you walk around New York and you see long lines wrapping around city blocks. It seems in retrospect that more could have been done to ensure testing was widespread and affordable for everyone who needed it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always more that the healthcare system can do. I mean, I think for one, because we don't have a universal healthcare system, and we rely a lot on private healthcare for these things. I mean, private healthcare makes a lot of its decisions around the demand. So I do just kind of wonder if, like, you know, scaling up fast enough with the healthcare system that we have would have been possible. And I'm not trying to give a pass to public officials. I mean, I think, again, we knew that a Delta surge was most likely to happen this winter. Pulling back on testing resources when that's happening, it just seems a little silly for sure.
If you have any advice for listeners as they navigate this next phase of the pandemic on travel or Christmas with grandma, on New Year's Eve parties, any advice on how we're supposed to be making these decisions?
Panic and fear, and I think complacency to some degree, can create amnesia. We know how to prevent coronavirus infections whenever there's a surge. Mask, social distance, good ventilation, right? Mm-hmm. We now have these vaccines on top of that, which really do lower your chances of severe disease by quite a lot. And so it's time for the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. It's time for people who are eligible for boosters to, like, go get those boosters. Like, do not wait. But yeah, no, I mean, it's sort of just like the similar rules that we had last year for the holidays, right? You know, mask indoors when you can, try to spend time outdoors if you can. I think a big one this year is get tested if you can with a rapid test the day of before you, you know, go to see people. And I think, you know, we're hearing from a lot of our health officials is that people should build their plans around the most vulnerable person who's going to be at that gathering. So if you have, you know, an 80, 90 year old grandmother, you know, take extra precautions such as testing, masking, only hanging out with vaccinated people to make sure that that person stays safe during this holiday period.
Sikhan Akpan is the health and science editor for the WNYC Newsroom. Sikhan, thanks so much for explaining all of this to us.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.